Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
Really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seeds. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How is everyone doing this wonderful Tuesday evening? Well, I am just hoping that everyone is doing well. This is Lois. I'm your host. For the next 60 minutes, we will be on, and we will be on Let's Talk Truth radio broadcast. For those of you, if you're tuning in for the first time, we want to thank you for tuning in, because we are in a position that we like to discuss truth. We like to bring different points made by different people, but then we like to bring an end to everything by putting the truth in there. Today, we're going to talk about where do we go from here. We're doing this in honor of Black History Month. For those of you that don't know, I am African American, and I'm just in a position that we really want to discuss things, and everything that we do, we want it to be to provoke change, hopefully positive change, but we'd want to provoke change in you when we discuss different things, and hopefully we discuss it in a point that sometimes it's a little bit controversial, but yet and still we depend on the truth to bring it to a close. As I say at the top of every show, I'm not on here to preach to you. I'm not, because I'm sure you have various pastors, teachers, preachers, whomever in your life, to bring about, you know, to tell you the truth. But I will say this, this show is based on telling the truth and lining it up with the Word of God, so that's not our opinion. We don't want to ever give our opinion. So when you don't give your opinion in something, this is something that you can back up a fact, and you can also encompass the Word of God in order to bring some truth to the matter. So today we're talking about where do we go from here? And this yearly celebration, this is our Black History Month, and it's once again upon us every February of every year. And it's a time while we reflect on the accomplishments of the Black race. And I believe we focus on these accomplishments in order to encourage us to, you know, to go further, to encourage the black race to go higher and higher because of everything that we have had to go through to acquire these accomplishments. So we're reflecting on accomplishments of the Black race and the struggles that have become a staple in our existence. We know that everything that we as a Black race have accomplished over the years have brought about a struggle. We have had to struggle in areas that other people have found very easy to make certain accomplishments. And Let's Talk Truth is going to discuss the recent milestones that continues the outcry that we are, as a race, somebody, and that we have purpose regardless of the weight of adversities. you know, sometimes you get in a position where things can hit you so hard you give up. But we want to, this Black History Month celebration, to bring about a provocation within us that let us know, no, I will not give up. I'm going to continue to achieve my purpose, because everyone is purposed to do something. Now, when we were talking about bringing this radio show into existence for tonight, one thing that we discussed, are we as a race moving forward, or are we so focused on our past that we're merely marking time? These are a lot of things that we're going to be talking about tonight on the show. And I want you to please allow yourself to feel what you want to feel, to say what you want to say within yourself. If there is something you want to say to the show, to the staff, to me, please email us at Let's Talk Truth. That's L-E-T-S without the apostrophe in let. Let's Talk Truth 333@yahoo.com. And I promise you, we will get the email. We will respond to you. And we welcome those emails. We welcome you to say something, even if it's different from what we come up with, because we take pride in saying that we have brought about the truth regardless of how it makes some, you know, people feel. Because if we don't tell the truth, we'll never feel good. What does the scripture tell us? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Make you free. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the truth may be a little bit different from what, you know, from what we're experiencing, but yet and still, if we don't arrive at the truth, then we will remain in the dark for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. So this, with that said, we're going to start our broadcast off. We have quite a few, several guests here tonight. We have Mr. Motivator is here, and we thank him for being here. We have Louise, she's here tonight. Thank her for that. Dijon is here, and he's going to offer his input. We have Shannon, she's here, and everybody who knows that Shannon, when every time she's on one of our shows, she's very outspoken. And we have Courtney on our show, and we have right here in our studio Kennedy. I don't know if she's going to have anything to say, but we do thank her for being here. She's 7 years old, a very astute young lady. So we thank her for being here. But we're going to start talking about, where do we go from here? Now, I'm going to start out by saying something. Every Black History Month, we have parades. We have different little banquets. We have everything. And what is the most looked at or talked about subject during Black History Month, as far as you can see? Now, and I want you to go any further than that right now. What do you see mostly when we celebrate Black History Month? What do we see?
Release from slavery.
Okay.
We talked about the years of oppression and the civil rights movement.
Okay. Anybody else?
Equal employment opportunity.
Martin Luther King.
Okay. Martin Luther King. Dijon, what do you think?
Black inventions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when you, and you all are absolutely right. I mean, I am getting on up there in age, 25 if you want to be exact. But once we start talking about Black history, all we hear are the things that took place in the past, our past accomplishments,
mm-hmm.
things that have allowed us to be where we are today. And it seems like it comes all the way up to Martin Luther King, but then it stops.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel that people back in the day the different people who invented things, the different people who put things in place for the sake of mankind. Do you think those people just cease to exist after a certain period? Or what do you think the problem is? Or do you think they're still moving like they used to back in the past?
Okay, what I think, I don't think that it has ceased to exist. I mean, it exists. I've never seen a blue whale up close, but I know they exist. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a polar bear. Well, I've seen a polar bear, but, you know, things in the jungle that they say, oh, we found this rare bird. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I can say is that the all around of people now is not like it was back then. Like the amount of impact it has on, because we're talking about Black History Month, on African Americans or society as a whole has ceased. It has not been happening. The reason being, back then there was such a unified cause. Like people, you know, everybody behaved the same way.
Uh-huh.
But I was, you know, earlier I was standing outside and I was thinking, do you think that Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Rosa Parks, I can go on and on and name names, but those are the ones that everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they went through that to see how we are as a race now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you sit at those lunch counters and get sprayed down? Were you the first Black students to attend a white school? You know, dogs after you, people throwing rocks at you when you walk in the building. You're afraid for your life every day. Do you think they went through that to see how we are now? We've become a society still waiting on 40 acres and a mule.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need 40 acres and a mule because I can't ride a mule to work. And those 40 acres, unless I have some corn planted, and that's difficult to do in the city to become a farmer in the middle of the city. So everybody can't live out in the farm. Everybody can't be a farmer.
Yes.
We can't live off of those things. And I think we've become so complacent on what we should be able to do. We're not thinking about what needs to be done, which is why laws are passed that we have no idea. Well, why can't we do that anymore? What, did you not pay attention when they said they put it on the bill for the law to be passed when it's time to vote? You didn't. We have become so lackadaisical in our own everyday existence because we want to point the finger and blame another person or another race or situations or whatever on why we can't make it. Let me explain something. I went to Washington, D.C. before, and I went to the Holocaust Museum, and I went to the African American History Museum. Now, you mean to tell me I can complain because I'm getting, you know, friction at my job from someone, but these people, for the very thought of reading and writing, were beaten, skinned alive, drugged behind cars, separated from their families as children. But they didn't have excuses. They kept doing what they needed to do to make a way for me now. We're so busy offering up why we can't, but we need to say that we can. It, you know, everybody's looking for the way out. Like, for example, you know, you hear everybody, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just trying to make it. You know, I did this, I can't. I have a friend who wanted to open a business. She went to the bank turned her down. Why? Credit issues. You have to play like the world plays. You can't go in there and think, well, I have a brilliant idea, so just give me money. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to work at things yourself. Now, she didn't get the money, so you know what she does now? She got a part-time job. And that part-time job is strictly, that check strictly goes into make my dream happen fund. You want me to tell you why? Because that's something that she wants. But I found, as an African-American society, and I'm really breaking it off into African-Americans, that we sit back and we want, as long as we're looking good and driving a nice car and grinning. You know, what really impacted me and let me know that I wasn't far off, I was watching sports, and Charles Barkley was on there speaking, him and a panel of other people that were talking about sports, and they began to speak about, you know, Black History Month. And he said something so profound. He was like, we, as African Americans, I can speak because I'm Black. He said, we no longer put into our children, you can be president of the United States. You can be a congresswoman. You can be anything that requires intellect. We only push them toward entertainment and sports.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, I don't care how good you are, unless you are a super prodigy like Kobe Bryant or what's that baby name, LeBron James, something like that. You won't. Of all the kids that are out there dribbling balls, it's not to knock nobody's dream down. It's being realistic.
What
is everybody, just because you're good, there's somebody out there better.
What are you going to do
right.
if you don't go to the pros?
And let's just say
you
do go to the pros and you get hurt. That contract may not cover you.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on your contract. What are you going to do if you can't play anymore? What are you going to do if the Lord take your voice and you can't rap or tell jokes or do whatever that? You have to have something other than an entertainment bone.
Now, let's stop right there. Okay, go ahead, Courtney.
I think that we have, as Shannon would say, we have come complacent because we have the President Bush mentality. Remember when he got up there and was like, the war is done. You know, mission accomplished. But we stayed in there like 12 more years. I think everybody remember that when he got on the little ship and was like, mission accomplished. But we still there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That is how we are with our advancement. We say, woo, Dr. Martin Luther King did it. Woo, it's done. That's it. So we don't try to strive for anything anymore because we feel like it's already there. But it's not there yet. We're not there yet. He opened the door for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we're not there yet. We had the sense of, yeah, we made it. We got it. Woo, woo, we got it.
That's like being a triathlon looking at the finishing line, but you haven't actually crossed it.
Yeah, you haven't actually crossed. So what we should be doing is, instead of rejoicing right now, we should have been right when they passed the Civil Rights Act and all this, we should have been going right back in the training room, right back training again for more and more and more. It's not that pushing people out, but then you want to just make sure that everyone has a say-so in things. Yet,
right.
We were brought over here, and it's a shame that we are a people, but we have less say in
what happens,
politics and things, than any other race. Every other race gets coddled to but us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they say, you know, affirmative action. Okay. Ended that. They're talking about ending it because they're saying it's making it unfair or whatever. But every other race gets special treatment. Hispanics get special treatment.
Yeah.
Asians get special treatment. And there's nothing wrong with them, and I'm not saying nothing's wrong, but we don't get special treatment.
We don't have any real representation.
We don't have no representation for special treatment. So when we say we try to advance, we get on there, advance. We want to march and protest about things that are not sound. If it's in the news and we feel like CNN is going to look at us to, and halftime, that's just a further our ambition, our goal
exactly.
to get somewhere.
Right.
I'm not looking at it like saying, you know
what,
I want to pull up her. You know, I'm doing this for my neighbor. We're not looking at it like that.
No, we're
just looking at it like I
want to
be on the panel on Sunday morning with the guy that does the political stuff. We don't sit up there, well, yes, Chuck, yes, well, I think, you know. And then if you really look at it like, okay, what are you doing to help your people out? We don't do it. We don't even go so far as when we become managers and stuff like that to pull up our own people. I have noticed.
Hispanics do it.
I have noticed that if there is any, like a fast food chain, if one race is the owner, the manager, that whole fast food joint turns into that one race, except us.
Yes.
Now, I want to play devil's advocate with that because what I've noticed coming up, like I've been those students in a school where I'm the only black person, well, me and two others. Out of 500 children. I've been that child. I know what it's like to have racism to come against me. I know about all those types of things, so please don't think I'm oblivious to it. But
I was in school, and it was just three of us.
Right.
Me, my cousin, and my sister.
There were no
other blacks in the entire school. None. So I will say this. Anything that could have happened in life probably has happened to me. Anything as far as, you know, things like that has happened to me.
Yes, I've been.
But I do not hold any type of grudge and say the reason why I'm not where I wanted to be is because of this. I'm 39 years old, and I look back over my life, and I realize those mistakes that we're all making, we fail to hear. See, people always say, well, you can't live in the past, but except I know where I've been, how can I know where I'm going? See, people go through things so they can teach you, you know what, if you turn on Fifth Street, it's a big pothole there. But if you don't listen, you're going to turn and fall right into it, then you want to blame somebody. They should get this pothole up. Well, we can't make everybody do what they need to do, but we need to do what we need to do.
And sometimes the pothole is in your life to promote your growth.
But what I find aggravating is when they sit up here and they say, we have these leaders, you know, it's a leader here in Dallas, Texas. He marched around outside of a building in some biking tights with a fanny pack on. But what good did that do? I mean, honestly, what good did it do? Does it stop these little boys from thinking, my mother can't afford these tennis shoes, so I'm going to break in this house?
Mm-mm.
And does it change the mentality of our people?
And that's
you know, it bothers me if somebody break in my house and I kill him, his family's mad. Why did you kill the Quavian? What was he doing in my window at 3 in the morning?
And that's the biggest mind thing we have to, as people that want to start to be in leadership position in the black community, we have to, it's not for us to be famous.
Right.
It's not for us to be, we are simply spokesmen, but we have to have the interests of our race in hand.
And not try to be out in
front.
And
what we have to do is, what we really have to fight about is, we really have to fight mindset. Our mindset is killing us. We were going up, being on top of things. Now that we have a certain mindset, races are passing us by in things, and we are getting pushed out of the table, off the table for eating, because every other race is doing what they should be doing,
mm-hmm.
securing their foothold.
Sacrifice.
We are not securing no foothold. What we are doing is just giving our time to other things that's frivolous.
What it feels like to me is that after, you know, because everybody talks about, and believe me, I know I'm probably going to catch some flack when they talk about slavery. I was never a slave. I understand that my ancestors may have been slaves, but I have never been a slave in that aspect. But we have all become slaves to entitlement. I think the African-American race as a whole feels that they're entitled. We are entitled to do this because we went through slavery. No, I ain't never went through slavery. I'm not entitled to anything.
Every other race except Anglo has been in
slavery. Everybody. But it feels like there's almost a gene implanted in all the generations, and it's getting bigger and bolder, thinking that you're entitled to something. You're not entitled to anything. You know what? I think I'm one of the funniest people in the world. But do I think I should be rich off of that? No. I believe I can become anybody. Like an actress. But do you think I'm rich off of that? Just because I have a talent doesn't mean that that is my purpose.
Now, I was going to say that right then. We have come through all the years to bring us to a point where they've given us a whole month to celebrate our heritage. A whole month. Now, if I'm going to celebrate, I can remember there are a whole list of African Americans or blacks or colors, whatever, or Negro, whatever you want to call us. There's a list of them that have accomplished certain things in life. They were purposed to do that. And because they were purposed to do it, Courtney said it so well, they set their mind to accomplishing that particular thing. So they knew what their purpose was. And we can say all you want to about blacks didn't have the opportunity to read, but not being able to read, watch television, have games and things like that, you know what it taught black people to do? Pray. you know, go back, they say now, the old Negro spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
See, when blacks wanted to accomplish something in slavery, they did it in song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wade in the Water. Remember the mm-hmm. song Wade in the Water?
Yeah.
Well, that let the people know there was the runaways, when to get into the water and when to get out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? As they were leaving. Mm-hmm. Different songs meant different things. So black people tended to focus on God and the power that he was giving them to go. Now, if you'll notice, black people ran away. Some of them made it up north. Look at the Underground Railroad. But that Underground Railroad was fueled by Caucasians. So how do you think those two races worked together except God didn't put them together? You understand what I'm saying?
As my point has been, and, you know, I have reason to believe it is in my opinion, first of all, we put too much stock on race. God never
yes.
meant for that. Now, as for African-American, blacks or whatever, however name you want to call them, call them us or whatever, I keep coming back to our mindset. We as parents do not show what's needed to become a strong black person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have different things. We look at television too much, and all they have on there is either negative or, you know, look at Michael Jordan or look at, you know, Monique, which they are great people in
mm-hmm.
their own respect, on with their own thing. But I would like for my child to know about the first woman astronaut, the black astronaut that went into space.
The
black pilots that tested the B-52s and how articulate he is when he talks, and that he doesn't have to sag his pants and things like that. We don't have any role models like that around because it's not feasible. We don't like going against the grain.
Mm-hmm.
We are fish. We just like to go with the stream. You know, we're not salmon. Salmon swim
upstream.
We don't like to go against the grain, and that's one reason why things have stopped being advanced in our race. And if you don't believe me, you can go and you know, I had a friend, and we at work, and we got into it because he was like, oh, no, I've been around, and I know there's young children, you know, young adults that think differently. And I was like, well, you, in your area, that might have been true, but I have lived all over the area that I am, and I beg to differ. I can take you up to some apartments close to where I live, and we can do a survey. And I guarantee the majority of them would rather pop, lock, and drop, and they don't know anything about first of all, history, let alone something that's going to be made to be earth-shaking or, you know, something that's just going to prove to be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to see that. That's too hard. They're like, well, no, if it's not, you can task them and say, well, how much do you think you're going to make when you get out of high school? Oh, about $50,000. You know, they already have something that they already reaching for something that they have not been trained to do. That's why as blacks and things like that, our credit is bad. We have a bad understanding. We are not inventing hardly anything anymore. You know, we are not discovering things like we once were. We're not
mm-hmm.
trying to do advanced things because of our mindset.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the hard work that it takes to do it.
Exactly.
We want to have the microwave stuff. We want to have it quickly given out to us.
Right.
And our parents and parents' parents don't teach the young that. That's why it's going so far. If you would look at a parent who has bad credit, and if their child isn't mighty careful, they'll fall into that same spot because they don't want to have the hard work to take to get out of that credit situation.
Right. I'm looking here. I printed out some a list of black inventors and their invention list. I'm not going to say what they invented. I'm just going to call some names on here. Charles Drew. Everybody knows what Charles Drew did. Let's see another one. Garrett Morgan. Frederick M. Jones. George Washington Carver. T.A. Carrington. Madam C.J. Walker. You know, just a list of them. I have like a page and a half. But I'm just naming those few. Willie Johnson. And these were all done in the 1800s. Now, how they did it, Madam C.J. Walker did her stuff by working hard. I know a lot about her because I'm a female. And Madam, we used to tell everybody that, you know, your little hair gets little beady beads around there. That girl, you need to have Madam C.J. walk around your edges, you know, because that's how we learned, that's how we got our first straight hair and not the kinky style.
Without you.
Yeah, well, that's how she did it. But anyway, I'm saying all of this. There were adverse conditions back in the 1800s. But I believe that every black inventor was purposed to invent what they did. And because they're purposed to do it, it became successful because that's what they concentrated on. That's what they allowed God to bless them to do. And back in the 1800s, and let's see, when did C.J. Walker do her first thing? 1905. People were freed in what, 1863, and didn't get to Texas until 1865.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these things were done, you know, right out of slavery. But like you said, it was the mind of the people that they had to do something. Now, I want everyone that's listening to this broadcast, I'm going to propose a question, and I want you to send me an email if you have an answer. But my thing is this. We are so focused on the past. And when I say focused on, we're focused on past accomplishments and the greatest accomplishments that have affected the black race stopped after Martin Luther King. Not that it stopped because we were too stupid, we were too dumb, or we didn't have the knowledge. I believe it stopped just because we didn't know where to go and know how to get there. And I think we sold our own knowledge out.
That's what one thing I wanted to talk about, too, is that we start out. Why? I want to ask a question. Why is it that when we start out a business, and if it's, you know, black started business, why do we end up selling out to a big conglomerate?
Because we want money. We're not focused. We're not looking for the right thing. We're looking for money.
I mean,
that's the only reason we go into business, so we can just get money.
The reason why I ask that question is because we have our own TV
network.
But not black owned.
Not anymore. It was.
Not anymore. It was.
why would you give up something like that?
Look at hair care products. Black people spend $1 billion a year.
For us to do that, if it was so important, you had, and now this is my thing. We talk about how information is skewed and not shared correctly, but you had an avenue to show the information if you thought was true.
You had to
show it now
on your own
TV
network.
But now, what's happening now? They don't even own it anymore. So that's what I'm saying. Back in the day, those people if they sold out. That's the mentality that we have. We want greatness, but we're not like, say for instance, it's a manufacturer in the firearms. Their name is Beretta. Do you know that has been in their family over 200 some years?
Of course.
And most of the family works that they have shipping plants. They're some of the most wealthiest people, and people have tried to buy them out, but they keep it like family.
Family, because this is the key: being together, being on one accord. You can make things happen. Look at and as I said a minute ago, look at hair care products. Black people spend $1 billion a year on hair products. And we have gotten to this 2014 and we don't own any hair care products. Now, I went to beauty school back in the day, so at the time, Dudley Products was the only company that had not sold out. But now we can't buy hair care products unless we go through an Oriental. And that just shouldn't be. How can an Asian person tell me what to do for my kinky hair? So we've gotten down to the point where we have let all of this go. So my thing here tonight is to ask, where do we go from here? When are we going to stand up and establish our own?
First of all, before
and become a functioning race in society.
First, before we do that, first of all, we have to believe down in our gut. We have to really put stock in what we believe in down in our gut.
Yes.
And what I mean is, if I held a gun to you, and I said, do you really believe that you'll be willing to die for your cause first?
Mm-hmm.
Because unless you're willing to give all yourself for a cause, then you'll never put all yourself into the cause.
Mm-hmm.
We need to change our mindset about things that make no consequence. We need to stop fighting for them and fight for the real thing, you know, fight for position at the table. You know, instead of fighting for this little stuff that be on TV,
mm-hmm.
we need to fight for the real, you know, for our taxes, our way of living, our communities and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have leaders who are not caring about themselves.
Exactly.
We need
Which is how it...
that to say, you know what, I know this is unpopular, whatever, but I need to do this. I'm not going to... ha ha ha, grin and ha ha, give me this money. We have too many leaders grinning,
greasing,
and grinning for money, and yet that money we never see. It's never put back in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We have thousands of churches on every community block, but they're not putting any money into it. You know, there's no money.
Mm-mm.
And we have, and I know these churches bring a lot of dough in. And I'm not saying the churches have to do it, but the people that's in the church,
mm-hmm.
why are they not invested in the area? I have an area by my, you know, that I frequent going on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
It's two churches on opposite ends.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to show you how you know, if we want to go somewhere, how we have to think differently. They have put a Burger King, Chick-fil-A, built up Target again, put all these stores, bought all this land out because it was not built like that.
Mm-hmm.
This bank has been made there, this whole retail strip. Now let me ask you this. Who out of them two churches got put in here? Now, these are predominantly black churches. See, we're fighting behind all this, but they're coming in and taking our land back from us because we don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
We have our head up just like Shannon said at first, that we're just in it, just not doing anything. And these are the things that we have to understand, that it's time out for just blaming everybody else for everything.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get off our tails,
mm-hmm,
and work for something. Anything that's worth doing is worth working hard to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to come easy. You don't lose weight in a day. You're not going to get rich in a day. I don't know where that is. You know, even if you have some kind of super niche, it takes you a while to perfect it. It's not perfect when you put it out there.
It's like a prototype. That's
yeah,
what
you have to do these things.
To work at, to
And once we do that, we have to quit following these false prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying false prophets in the business world. We have people that have done folks wrong. I know people that right now have done folks wrong, yet done the people wrong. The people know they dirty, but they still up in the people's face. That's wrong. That's why you're not getting nowhere. And if I can see that, that means your siblings, your children, your grandchildren, and all that can see that. So then they associate that with that's what we must do to survive. And we're gonna be extinct if we don't do that, if we don't change.
Well, you're absolutely right. One thing I will say, I'm looking for the next month. We normally have a parade for everything. Next year when we have the Martin Luther King parade, I don't just want to see a sign that says, I have a dream. I want to see a sign that says, live in the dream.
Or I'm awake. I'm starting to do my dream.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm living the dream. I'm working the dream. This is what I want to see, and this will give me, because I know it's out there. It's in the heart of man to do that because God made it so. So I want to see somebody say, I'm living the dream. I'm working the dream. Next year, in 2015, in February, Black History Month, I want to see a new invention by somebody else that's invented something recently. Because if you look at it on a recent thing, then you'll know that it's a work in progress. And let me tell you why I know it can be done. First, God just didn't purpose people back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
We're purposed this day to accomplish certain things, but we don't walk in it. We're not walking in our purpose.
We don't reach our full potential because we're so busy taking our eye off of what our goal is. Like, for example, everyone uses Bill Gates because of Microsoft. I know he's not black. But do you think he took a lot of vacations and went skiing and then took his wife to the spa every day and sat around and played Yahtzee? No. He had to sleep in his computer lab. He would wake up, have ideas, and get to it. He would, you know, have to eat, sleep, breathe, think, and be the product that he was trying to perfect. The reason being because his goal was to get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
We spend so much time trying to live. We all want to live that celebrity life. I think that's a problem. We all want to be a celebrity. We want people to revere us. We want people to look up to us. But technically, if we look around, what have you done to make anybody revere you? How can you, what have you done that will impact my life in such a way? And what can I see? And we don't go off of what your potential is. How can you tell me something based on your potential? You have to already be there to tell me something. And that's the average mindset of the human race, period.
But, and then just because we're saying what we're saying now, and I know hopefully everybody will listen, will allow this program to provoke change. If it hasn't happened today, make it up in your mind, I'm going to start it so it'll happen tomorrow.
Right.
And this is what we're getting at. We're not saying that it cannot be accomplished. We're saying it hasn't been accomplished to this particular day.
Right. I'll take it one step.
The thing I want everyone out there to remember, African Americans are very intelligent. African American, you have more going for you now than you did back in the 1800s.
Right.
Because you have been exposed to more things. And you have more technology.
Social media and TV, telephone, internet, and you can reach out and ping ideas off of other people and y'all can come up with something, or you can research and make sure whatever you're going to perform, let me see if it has a patent.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't have a patent, patent that, create that, do that.
Yes, and
it will change. And
we're,
then you can accomplish something.
And we're intelligent enough to do that.
Yes.
But there is something that's stopping us from doing it. And what's stopping us is us. We're not in it to win it. If you're in it to win it, you're going to work harder at doing it.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, because all the great people that have been in the history books and all of that kind of stuff, they all had the same mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the greats.
They wanted
to see something happen. They wanted to see a change happen.
Yeah.
And then they did, man, these people went through the hell and back
mm-hmm.
to make some change. And they still, that's why I say it's so big on mindset, because they were whipped. They were beaten. And they still said, I'm not changing my mind. This needs to happen.
No,
I don't care if you slap me in the face.
Fired.
You slap me in the face. I'm still believing that green is the best way. You still slapped me. You shot me in the leg. I'm still believing.
You can't change
my mind. They were unwavering
exactly.
in their belief. That makes you strong. Anytime you can put a building, when the foundation is strong,
mm-hmm.
the building will stand. But if you put something in that concrete that won't let it set right, that building will fall. That's why mindset is so important. Quit putting down your own brother and your own sister
mm-hmm.
and work at what you have to do. Don't try to be in my arena.
Or waiting for a handout.
Waiting for a handout. You get out there and work. If somebody won't give you the money, go get it yourself.
Yes.
You say, well, I ain't going to have that time, that much time. When it's your time to shine, you will shine. Can't nobody take that away.
Your
light will not go out. So that's what I'm saying for us black people. Let's change our mind about things. Let's start talking less
and
listening more and doing more.
Mm-hmm.
Talk is cheap. I can talk all day, but until I start doing it, then it's just theory.
That's right. Exactly.
You know, I can talk. You know what? I could go over there and drive that truck, but until I actually sit in that truck and pop that clutch and back that 18-wheeler out and,
mm-hmm.
and make it turn on a dime and make it hoppity-hoppity-hop, everybody's just going to look at me and say,
it even says in the Bible, faith without works is dead. You you can believe, I can believe that I am a 5'10", 110-pound supermodel named Naisha Belfort from Switzerland. But I am a plus-size African-American girl named Shannon.
From Texas.
From Texas, just because I believe it don't make it so. If I want to do that, I'm going to have to work at being that girl. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get some leg extensions. I'm going to have surgery to get my skin bleached. I'm going to do all kinds of things. But we don't want to work at nothing. And when you say work at it, that means hard work. Nothing comes easy. Nothing.
That means when you get hit in the face, you keep on, you come right back.
Exactly. I don't sit back. You can't sit back and say, well, they were supposed to help me, but they didn't. Because
yeah,
the average person is not going to help you because it's not what you find important, I may not find important, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to work hard. It's like people saying, people ain't going to take care of yourself like you will, or people not going to live your dream like you will because it's your dream. And when you have something put into you by God, I don't care what anybody says, it ain't going to work anyway until you begin to do it because it's not their dream. It's yours.
And that is so, that's what we're lacking, that never say die attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I play a little game, and at first I was not good at it. I was not good. I was getting beat left and right. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to still stick with it. And I would ask questions and see about things and things like that, but I didn't blame anybody for my shortcomings. I stayed in the fight. Now,
you're a beast.
Exactly. I mean, I am very good at what I do. I mean, I'm very good at it because I didn't back down.
Yeah,
and I stuck to my guns, and I didn't give up. And that's what's lacking. I never want to put down my own race or whatever like that. But where is the fire where is the passion of making you want to succeed? There's no passion anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like I go back to it. We at that bush, we've made it. We haven't made it yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where is that passion to want to see better, to want to do better? We just want to lay down. Do you just want to lay down and die?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not, if you owe me $5, I don't want $4.50. I want my $5. And if I want to go somewhere and want something, I want that. Well, you know, I would give you a black car, but we got this gray car. I didn't want a gray car. It's the stuff we are fire about that's insignificant. We need to put that attention towards the significant stuff.
Right.
And that's the thing, you know, we get fired up about football. There was, nobody's getting paid. We're not getting paid. We're just fans.
Spectators.
Yet real life stuff. Oh, man.
Oh, well.
I mean, that ain't me. But it is you. When people try to come into your area and you talk about, oh, they just buying up. So, well, you wasn't trying to buy it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you so big on about them, black power and all that kind of stuff, buy up all the stuff in your area. It's for sale.
Because
the people who want to sell it, I believe they're not going to say, what are you, your color? No. The only thing, they only color that they want is green.
Green, that's money.
And that's money. That's all they want. They want the money. It's plenty of shops in my own neighborhood I go look at. And for rent, for lease, for sale, for this,
mm-hmm.
for that. But you know what? We don't want to take the time out to go buy that stuff. Buy it up. You wanna do your community, buy up all the community. And then once you do that, you can make policy. See, people don't understand. They want policy. They want to be policymakers, but don't have no say-so in it. If you own Dallas, I think you would have a pretty good say-so of what happens in Dallas. If they say, you know what, the host of Let's Talk Truth, you know, she owns, you know, 3/4 of Dallas. So you think they're going to pass laws without her even semi-approval?
Do you think they're going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
See, that is how you play the game to win. See, you have to have more than the other person. We don't have anything. All we have is waiting for shoes to get released that cost $245 that we're going to get and keep on giving shoes, you know, buying shoes to get builders go, and then the fire for other things just get extinguished. You know, we just so quick to put the blame on everybody else. Quit doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Make your own way.
Yes.
Not off my back, man.
Band together. Let's call a community meeting. Let's meet about some real-life issues.
But it starts in the black household.
It does.
The kids don't want to listen to the mama. The mama got a no-good daddy laying up there not trying to do nothing. He lazy. She lazy. The kids going to be lazy. They don't want to get off of food stamps. They want to be enabled to the government. I never want to be controlled by someone where I can't eat, what I can't do. You know, they're trying to do food stamps where you can't buy sweets and stuff like that, where you only have to buy a certain deal. And I'm not saying food stamps is bad or nothing like that, but you shouldn't try to make that your career.
Mm-hmm.
You should want better. Do you want better for yourself? If
mm-hmm.
you want better for yourself, then it's time to make a change. And as blacks, I know we want better. But being on MTV and with my pants sagging down, that ain't making it better.
No.
That ain't making it better.
Or
we're
not
in
an all-bill paid apartment with a brand new Mercedes outside.
That's not making it better. That's just perpetuating the stereotype that people have of, well, it's my life. But it shouldn't just be about your life. You should honor your family. You should make your family name be good. That's one thing blacks don't like to do, is keep their family name clean.
Mm-hmm.
Because we won't check
mm-hmm.
our family when they're doing dirt. We won't say, hey, man, that's messing up my name. Because when they look at your name,
mm-hmm.
they look at your children, and they say, You are a user. Your children are a user.
Mm-hmm.
So now you just murdered your children in my eyes.
That's yeah. right. Now, we have 2 minutes left. And I think that we have, I do believe that we have discussed this pretty thorough. Hope we have provoked a little change in the hearts of people. If we get to a point where we don't think we're doing what we're supposed to do, provoke a change, and let's start doing what we're supposed to do, because as a race of people, we have it all inside of us. We're very intelligent. We're very positive. We have price. We can do anything we want to do. And all we have to do is step out and start doing it and stop, you know, sitting around and just letting nothing happen and then pretending we want stuff to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank all of my guests for being here tonight.
You're welcome.
And asking the age-old question, where do we go from here? Let's try to do something and make sure that there is something done differently throughout 2014 so that when February 2015 comes, we can absolutely some things did change, and it changed for the good of the entire black race.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So with that said, anybody want to talk? Write me. It's the email address is letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. And as I say, every day, all day, this is Lois Bullock. This is Let's Talk Truth, and guess what I'm doing? I'm loving you with the heart of God. Good night, everybody.
Peace.